Hey, good afternoon, everyone. My presentation is on breaking through, using lean methodology to increase efficiency and improve patient-centeredness in ambulatory care settings. I want to just take a minute to thank my co-author, Ethan Jacoby, who's in the audience today. Many organizations are data rich and information poor, and Ethan has really helped us to take the data that we have and to really use it, make meaningful information out of it so that we can make some lasting improvements. So thanks to Ethan for that. And I have no relationships to disclose. So in this presentation, I'll give an overview of lean methodology, then talk about implementing lean at Metropolitan Hospital Center, measuring our success and the lessons that we learned from our improvements and recommendations that we would give to others who might be undergoing similar implementations. So what is lean methodology? Well, it's a performance improvement methodology that was developed by Toyota. So you might ask, Toyota, they make cars. What does that have to do with healthcare? Well, lean, it really focuses on reducing waste and improving quality. And as I'm sure all of you know, that is really the key to providing good quality of care in healthcare. So lean has been used, yes, first in manufacturing, but it's been applied to many other industries and most recently to healthcare. It incorporates a sort of unique and integrative problem-solving algorithm that's called A3 thinking. And we've adopted A3 thinking now as our premier performance improvement methodology at our hospital. We've moved from PDMA to PDSA, and now from PDSA really to using this A3 framework. So just to run through it quickly, you have these 9 boxes in your A3. It starts with your reason for action. Why am I doing this? What's the problem? And then in box 2, you put down your current state. You know, where are we now? And then in 3, your target state, where do we want to be at the end of this improvement? And then for 4 is your gap analysis. What do we need to do to get us from our current state to our target state? And 5 is your solution approach. How am I going to get there? How am I going to solve these gaps, bridge these gaps? And you're going to do that through 6, which are your rapid experiments, which is when you test your solution approach to test the ways that you're going to get from your current state to your target state. And once you do those rapid experiments, you have your completion plan, which is number 7, which is a detailed plan that tells you the actions that you're going to take after those rapid experiments to really put into place that target state. And it's going to give the specific actions, the responsible parties, and the target dates of completion. And that'll bring you to 8, your confirmed state, which you hope looks a lot like your target state and maybe even better by that point after you've gone through the rapid experiments. And 9 is your insights. What did you learn from this? So we're Metropolitan Hospital Center. We're a member of New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, which is the largest municipal hospital system in the country. HHC operates 11 acute care hospitals throughout New York, which serve the underserved, mostly minority communities throughout the city. Metropolitan itself is located in East Harlem, so we serve primarily the communities of Upper Manhattan, the South Bronx, and most recently our catchment area has been extended into West Queens. We are also a teaching hospital. We're affiliated with New York Medical College. And so in 2009, HHC decided to roll out a corporate-wide program using lean methodology. HHC asked that each of the facilities establish their own lean program to reduce waste and improve the patient experience at each of the facilities. And so as HHC was going around to all of its stakeholders, introducing this program, introducing the lean concept, they got a lot of feedback saying that the stakeholders were concerned about the use of the word lean. Lean to them meant cuts. It meant cutting staff. And HHC had stressed that this program was in no way meant to cut any staff. It was meant to reduce waste and to redeploy staff to where they could be better utilized. But because that word lean had such negative connotation, HHC decided to change the word. So our program is now marketed as Breakthrough. The HHC improvement system, and that's what everyone through the corporation knows it as. And it might actually really be a better word for it because it really shows the work that's being done to sort of break through and improve the systems. So in terms of lean at Metropolitan itself, When we started our breakthrough program, we had to identify areas of focus, which are called value streams. And ambulatory care service was identified as one of those initial value streams that began in 2009. And our goals were to improve the efficiency of the service, to enhance the patient-centered approach, and to increase patient and staff satisfaction. Ambulatory care was especially important to us at Metropolitan because one of our strategic goals for the organization was to become the community hospital of choice for East Harlem. And so we felt that by focusing on improving our primary care services through a focus on ambulatory care, that we would really achieve that goal. So in order to really plan for these improvements within ambulatory care, we developed a value stream team. And each value stream that was chosen for our breakthrough program had a team like this. The leadership member on the team was the executive sponsor. The way breakthrough is formulated is you need an executive sponsor. The executive sponsor had to be someone who had a direct reporting relationship to the CEO of the organization. So that ensured that resources would be available to support this program and that there would be direct reporting back and forth to the CEO to ensure that this program was really moving forward. For ambulatory care, it was a bit of a unique situation because as chief of staff, I report directly to the CEO, but I also have a dual role as the director of ambulatory care services. So I sort of fulfilled both of those roles as the executive sponsor and the director serving on this team. In addition to myself, there are service line managers, the physician leadership, which includes the chiefs of service of the areas that are a part of ambulatory care, the nursing leadership, so the directors of nursing, the director of managed care, because a lot of this work that we were going to do was going to affect our reimbursement, and a breakthrough facilitator who was part of our lean program for the hospital who would help keep the program moving. And additional staff were brought in into the committee as needed. We decided to choose adult medicine as our first area of focus. We felt that we needed to start with adult primary care because we had a very large population of patients, and it was really the gateway to our specialty services. So we felt that if we could improve the flow there, we could really provide improved patient care to our patient population. So the way that we did that is through events called rapid improvement events, RIEs as our staff knows them. They're week-long intensive events where, as you can see from that picture, it's a multidisciplinary team gets together in a room with a lot of sticky notes, and they map out their processes. They focus on improving a specific process or addressing a specific problem, and they spend a week from 8:30 to 4:30 working together on planning out that A3, on implementing the rapid experiments. And by the end of the week, they formulate a plan to bring back to those areas to move forward to implement sustained improvement. And by the end of the week, you see that sustained improvement in the service area. So there's a process owner who takes sort of the leadership of this RIE team, and that's the person, most often the director of the area, one of the attending physicians, someone who is directly responsible for that process, who can then go back and continue to be in charge of that process through the implementation. And it doesn't end at the end of that week. There are 30, 60, and 90-day reports that the team and the process owner must give at our hospital-wide performance improvement committee meetings. And so we measure success by setting true north metrics for our value stream. And so for us within ambulatory care, we decided that our true north metrics were focused on third next available appointment, which was something that was being measured throughout our corporation. We also measured continuity of care, which was very important to us, which we measured as the patient's scheduled visits that were with the PCP and visit volume, because we really wanted to see an increase in our overall visit volume. And as you can see from this data, our third next available appointment declined significantly. We had a 30-day wait at the beginning of this process, and we no longer have any wait for appointments within our service. In terms of continuity of care, when we first started working on it, it was at just 44%. Most recently, in September of 2011, it's now up to 75%. Our goal is to reach 80%. And our visit volume has increased 10% since June of 2010. And something else that we've seen that's really, really been exciting for us has been increased staff satisfaction. Our goal is for all of our staff within the service to participate in on a breakthrough event, because we think it's really important for them, for the frontline staff, the staff who are really doing the work, who are working with the patients directly, to participate in this change, to see that their voice is heard, and to take an active role in the rapid improvement events and the change that's going on in their area. Thus far, 25% of the departmental staff have participated. And staff, and even the staff who haven't participated, have felt that their concerns have been able to be heard by the committee members and the team members. And so thus far, the policies and the procedures that have been implemented out of Breakthrough have received a lot of positive feedback. The following are slides that show a comparison of our staff satisfaction scores from 2009 to 2010. These are based upon results from our annual employee satisfaction survey that's conducted by our Human Resources Department. For the first one, the question was, the needs of employees are considered when changes are made in our organization. And as you can see, ambulatory care rated as the highest service for that. In 2009, only 20% of staff surveyed in ambulatory care believed that to be true. And a year later, 100% of those surveyed believe that to be true. In terms of the overall morale in my department is good. We saw a significant increase there in just a year. About 50% believe that to be true of those surveyed in ambulatory care in 2009, and it was 100% of those surveyed in 2010. I'm encouraged to take initiative, which is something that we really hope to see improve with the implementation of Breakthrough, and we did see some improvement there. It was about 60% of those surveyed in ambulatory care in 2009, and it was about 100% in 2010. There is someone at work who encourages my development. That also increased from about 65% to about 100% in just a year. And finally, at work, my opinion seems to count. We really want all of our staff to feel like their opinion counts in the work that they do. And these scores improved here as well, from about 60% of those surveyed in ambulatory care in 2009 to about 100% of those surveyed in 2010. So we were thrilled to see those improvements, and we feel we've learned a lot through this process, and we also have a long way to still go. We've learned that engaging frontline staff to determine the appropriate changes really does reduce resistance to change and increases sustainment in the long run. The lean methodology has allowed for smooth implementation, especially in such a large organization as we are. And organizational change is hard. It definitely has not been an easy process, but we believe that it really is possible if you have support, especially from the senior leadership of the organization. And what we've really seen is that despite all the hard work, we all now feel that the successes are really worth it. And for those who might be undergoing similar endeavors, even without a corporate or hospital-wide performance improvement department, private clinics, individual departments can utilize A3 thinking to achieve and sustain goals. We now encourage all of our departments within the hospital to use A3s for all sorts of problems that they encounter. It's actually a fairly easy framework to just write out, and it helps you organize your thoughts. We found that lean methodology really focuses on value-added efforts with measurable results. And our experience really isn't all that unique. As a corporation, HHC has achieved much success with this program. They've reported $34.8 million in savings and added revenue from the start of the program to March of 2010, and that number continues to grow. So it's been really successful for us, and we continue along this journey. We are really just at the beginning of it at this point. So that concludes my presentation. Thank you.